Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Reverend Franklin Graham recently penned an open letter, if you will, to all what he called, quote, lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders, close quote. And he posted it on his Facebook, and he's certainly not mincing words with regards to, on the one hand, grace of Jesus Christ, and on the other hand, the truth and the reality of God's created order of human sexuality and the proper role for it. He doesn't mince words with regards to right and wrong, good and evil. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, Franklin Graham has been very outspoken. It is really refreshing to see someone of his character and caliber and world recognition to be as outspoken, and he has never compromised on the scriptures. And this most recent letter that he posted on his Facebook page is an example of his unwavering commitment to biblical truth.
Well, you'll recall, Matt, Franklin Graham, of course, was one of the headliners at the Awakening Conference in Orlando this year. And he got up there and he mentioned, he said, you know, people always say, hey, Franklin, how come you can't be more like your dad, Billy? He never talked about, you know, really that much about abortion and about same-sex marriage and same-sex behavior and so forth. And he said, my dad would have been saying exactly the same things as I'm saying right now if our culture had been in the same situation it is right now. So he points out, but he's not just talking about the societal cultural implications. He gets personal. He gets down. He says this to individuals who identify as LGBT. He says, there are many people who will tell you what you want to hear in this life. I hope you will give me the opportunity to tell you the truth here. And then he goes on to point out, again, that tension that there is between grace and repentance. He says, yes, God gives you grace, and he loves everyone. He loves people who identify as gay, lesbian, who have these same-sex temptations. But he also calls sin, sin, and he says you are to repent and to go and sin no more. And he quotes from Romans and other verses in order to make the clear, unequivocal, biblical position that same-sex behaviors are sinful behaviors.
Yeah, he goes on to talk about how every one of us share one thing in common, and that is we're all sinners according to the God who made us. God created us, and he loves us even more than we can imagine, but we all of mankind have a problem, and the Bible calls it sin. Sin is disobedience, he writes, to God's law, and it has infected the entire human race. It is a disease of the soul. And he goes on to continue to elaborate on that. Then he speaks about Jesus took our sins to the cross, where he shed his blood and died for us, took our sins to the grave, was buried, and on the third day God raised him to life. He is not dead. He is alive, and he can come into your heart and into your life today if you will let him. Then he quotes from John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He goes on to say that sin includes anything that runs contrary to God's word, and it includes pride, dishonesty, lack of love for our neighbors, using God's name in vain, and loving anything more than him. And he also talks about there is a sin involving the misuse of sex. God created, he said, sex and gave it to us to enjoy, but tells us in his holy word that it is reserved for a marriage relationship between a man and a woman. Any kind of sexual activity or sexual relationship outside of that is sin. It goes on to talk about how, you know, the world may want to try to redefine marriage to something that it's not, and say that it's okay to engage in sexual activity outside of marriage between a man and woman, and the world will tell you things that you want to hear, but that is not right. It's wrong, and it will ultimately hurt you because these are sins that are clearly outlined in the Scripture. We're all sinners, but God will give us the grace and the forgiveness for sin. So he goes on to speak about that more and more, and he then concludes by leading the reader in a sinner's prayer, if you will, to ask God for the forgiveness of sins, not just for this issue of human sexuality, but for anything. And his statement is as clear as a bell with regards to the biblical understanding of the fact that we're all sinners, and yet, on the other hand, the fact that there are right and wrong standards. There's a right and wrong way in which God created us, just like there's a right and wrong way to use your vehicle or any item that you purchase from the store. It's created, made for a certain use, for a certain purpose. And if you misuse it, you ultimately destroy it.
Scripture says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." And our society today calls what Billy Graham has said here, calls his pointing out that sin is sin and that there is grace and repentance and freedom from sin, the world calls that evil. It calls evil good and good evil. Franklin Graham is called a hater for saying these things, very loving, direct, truthful things. And as I often say, truth is hate to those who hate truth. And I can think of nothing more hateful than continuing to encourage people and saying, "Oh, it's okay, you keep doing, you know, you identify as LGBT, you go ahead and engage in mortal, sinful sexual behavior. You, quote, marry your same-sex partner," something that is inherently at its center, at its core, is something that God calls an abomination, sinful homosexual behavior. You go ahead and do that. I encourage you. I support you because I'm tolerant and open-minded. There's nothing more hateful than saying that because you are helping to encourage someone along a pathway that leads to destruction, to encourage them to continue to engage in a mortal sin. The most loving thing you can do when you see someone running toward a cliff with a blindfold on is to scream at them, "Stop!" To run to tackle them if you have to. That is what's loving, and Franklin Graham here is being loving by letting individuals know that this LGBT nonsense and identifying by these sins, these sinful behaviors, is not a good thing. And so he does a great job in a very loving way here of pointing out that reality.
Well, and you know, we have the situation in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, with regards to this young boy who thinks that he wants to be a girl, and his parents apparently are giving him some hormone blocking medications, which is just unbelievable that they would do that. And then the school wanted to read the book, I Am Jazz, to the whole school, and we expressed a real concern and threatened a lawsuit against the school, and they stopped doing that. You know, it's just we need to stop fooling ourselves that Bruce Jenner is Caitlyn Jenner, that he all of a sudden became a she, or that this little boy is anything other than a little boy, that this little boy can become a little girl or grow into a woman. You know, these medications don't change your birth. This to say that whether you're engaging in same-sex relationships or whether you want to be something that's different than how you were created, it is a open rebellion against the Creator who made you in His image. He made you male. He made you female. He made you to function in a certain way. And for you to just simply, or anyone to simply rebel against, that is open rebellion against God. To say then that that's natural and normal and that's how you should identify with sin is not helping the individual. It's hurting that individual long term and certainly in the short term as well. Franklin Graham is giving the gospel message of grace and forgiveness, but also laying down what is right and what is wrong.
And he points out we live in a fallen world. And, you know, Christ says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." And Franklin Graham is leading people to the way, who is Christ.
Well, I encourage you not to be silent, not to be intimidated by those that are so angry they want to shout you down or stigmatize you or demonize you. The truth is the truth, and it will transcend time. The truth is not changed by popularity polls or by someone shouting louder or demonizing you as an opponent. Speak the truth. I encourage you to stand strong for such a time as this. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a number of resources that are there available for you. Same-sex marriage, putting every household at risk. Only One Mommy by Rena Linda Valtzen. Other books by Dr. Judith Reisman, Sexual Sabotage, and Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. Amazing resource information, plus other books and booklets and pamphlets that are there as well. You can call Liberty Counsel at 407-875-8255. 1776, 407-875-1776, or go to lc.org. When you go to lc.org, you can make an online credit card contribution to Liberty Counsel right there. We also have the phone number and address. You can mail in your contribution or call us. If you have other more complicated gifts that you would like to have given to Liberty Counsel or estate planning, give us a call at that number. Go to lc.org. Between now and the end of the year, any contribution will be matched and doubled up to December 31.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.